We are learning Maseches Baba Kama Daf Kuf Amud Beis, and we are starting from the Mishnah Daf Kuf Amud Beis. Zok the Mishnah. Hanoisin Semer LaTzaba. You give a piece of wool to the Tzaba to dye it. Vekdicho Yaira, and he burnt it. Noisin Loi the Maid Tzamroi. The halacha is, since he burnt the Tzemer, he's responsible for it, and he has to pay for the Tzemer. Here, there's no Shvach, because the case was it got burnt completely, so there's no Shvach. So therefore, he pays for the Tzemer. We're going to see in a case where it got better, just he did the wrong thing, that'll be a different halacha. Here, not only did he do the wrong thing, he destroyed the whole thing. There's no shvach whatsoever. So here he pays for the tzemer. What happens if tzavai ka'ar, which the Gemara is explaining, means he did a bad job doing the tzvi. He did the right color. They asked him to color it red. He did it red, but he did a bad job. And he did it. He knew that he's doing a bad job. He knew he's using the dye that's not good quality. And still he did it anyway. And the halacha is that then it's yodei atachtoina. He does not get paid like a regular uman, like a regular professional. He depends. Ima shvach. Now, if it's worth yes ayetzia, if it's worth now, let's say for example, it was worth $10 when I gave it to you. Now with the new tzeva, it's a shoddy job, but it's worth the shvach $14, and the dye costed $2. So the halacha is, all you have to give him, all the owner of the tzemer has to pay is $2 for the expenses, and that's it. You pay the yetziah. If the yetziah is more than shvach, which means, let's say, it only went up $1, and the yetziah is $2, the guy will only get $1, he'll lose a dollar. That means the professional will lose a dollar, because the maise, he ruined it. Now, if you can ask me, Lamaisi, if he was mazik, why does he get paid anything? Let the guy pick up his red tzemer now, it's a bad job, I'm not paying you anything. So the answer to that is, the Rishonim say, his idea called a Yairid. A Yairid means, if I go into your property and make it better, you have to give me whatever's more, the Yitzir or the Shvach, whatever's less, whatever, the Yitzir or the Shvach. You have to give me at least my expenses, or if the benefit is less than the expenses, you have to at least give me the benefit that you got. That's the din of Yairid. So here, even though he did the wrong thing, you have to pay the professional either, it's Yad HaTartoyna, whatever's less, but you got to pay him either Yitzir or for the Shvach. That's what you have to pay. Now, what happens if let's buy a odin, let's buy a shachar? Let's say you told him to make it red and he made it black, or a shachar you told him to make it black and saw odin. Now he did the completely wrong thing. So here he's kind of b'shinui, because here he did the wrong thing. That's a geneva, and b'vas achas of the geneva he did a shinui. He's kind it, and therefore it comes out of kula for your emer. All you have to do is nicely made samurai. All you have to do is pay the guy for his wool, and you get the shvach. You get to keep this wool that was improved. You get to keep it. Because here you completely change what the owner said, and therefore you're kind of a shinui. It's actually a shver, Rashi, because Rashi says over here, we'll read Rashi inside, the tzver le'odim, koni b'shinu rab meir, v'liyav le'el ad-meit samroi, av'loi d'mei shvachoi. So Rashi, oh, he's a yitin schorim v'shalom v'kechat semer. There is an option that the owner could pay the regular schar and he'll take it. The question is, if you're kind of a shinui, so then how does that have option? Like the Gemara is saying basically, the Rashi is saying that basically like this, that if a guy wants to pay full price for the services, then he could pay the full price and he can force the guy to give him back the tzemer with a different color. L'chaira, if he's kind of a gazlan with a kind of a shinui, how can I force him to do it? That's what Rashi says. So you look at the Rebbeinu Peretz, he actually asks this as a kasha, or Rashi, he says, Mashma should tell Das Balai. I'm reading the parents. It says, "Ve'ein nira, ve'lo nira." The time of mayor is the karle l'shvach machine with McCain. Hashvach shall tzevu bal korcha shval bayis. L'chein nira is the Rebbeinu Peretz. The afim yirtz bal bayis l'tzli eschar kapal nus lo yitain le'et semer tzevua. Rak demet semer love. Off to us pay you for white wool, and I'm kind of a shinui. The fear of mayor. So like this Rashi and Rebbeinu Peretz. So they say that the answer Rashi is that if he says I want it, so it's Megala Milslam Afrey, that I wasn't a shinui, because I'm masking to this color, and that's why I just pay for the services and take it. Rav Yehuda argues with Rebbeinu. Rebbeinu says, maybe you talk kind of a shinui, we'll still make it kenas. Rebbeinu Eimer, in my shvach, yes, you have to pay something. You have to pay for the shvach does not completely go to the uman. The Baal Tzemer takes the Tzemer at Tzavua, and he pays the ganiv, you know, the uman, something. And yodei atachtoina, all part of a knas, the ganiv has to give it back, and he only gets paid for whatever's less. In my shvach, yes, I see. All you do is give his expenses. The tzia is more than the shvach. All you get is how much the shvach is. And there's another shvach Rashi here. Look to my Marshon Rashi. I would not get into that now. But in any case, We have a chalakis here. May Rabbi Yehuda may hold the kain of machinery. Therefore, all after is beit zamra. Yehuda says maybe be so. There may be right, but as a knas, we don't want him to gain from being a ganav. We make him give it back, and he gets paid at least for what the owner benefited. He gets whatever, either the Yetzio or the Shvach. It's al din yoyred. He gets whatever is less. He either has to pay for the Yetzio or for the Shvach. The Shvach is less than the Yetzio. So to Gemara, we learned in the Mishnah that says if you did a bad job tzavi ka'ar, then there is not a shinui. So there, the kuyam, what you do is you pay the professional yodei. You pay him just either the expenses, or if the benefit's less than expenses, all you do is pay him the benefit. Now the more wants to what's the ka'ar? Ka'ar sounds like a fire. What does that mean? My ka'ar, kalbus. It means you dyed it like a kalbus. My kalbus. So what's kalbus? Amarava Bar Shmuel Kafra Dudi, which means he took the dye from the ends of the pack. He dyed something else before, and he scraped the bottom of the pot and wiped it down, took out that dye, and that's how he colored the tzeva. They colored the tzemer. That is not going to be a good job because he's using the leftover of the tzeva. That's why he did something wrong. He did this on purpose. He knew what he was doing. That's why it's a bad job. Tzavikar is a bad job. He knew what he was doing, and therefore he does not get paid his regular services. He only gets paid the yodei atachtoina. He gets paid either only shvach, if the shvach less than yitzir, gets only yitzir. Because here he did a bad job and he knew what he was doing. He used the kafra dye, which means he used the leftover dye that was on the bottom of the pot.